Gym victory today against Leash. Pleased with that performance?
Oh, very much so, Oisin. You know, it was a game obviously we had to win or we were out of the competition, and we kind of knew that what was going to come in front of us was going to be a very difficult challenge. Leash obviously set up the exact same way as Monaghan, as did Down, and I suppose we had to try and find a way through that and break the cycle, and thankfully the boys responded very well and done that and pushed it out to 6 points in the end.
Yeah, it was very, very intense in there, and we've seen on the sideline yourself and Justin McNulty, things were maybe starting to boil over, and that was, I suppose, the gravity of the challenge that was there facing both sides.
Not really, no. From our own point of view, we're always normally calm on the sideline, and that's the first time anything has ever happened, and on top of that, we didn't do anything in that incident. We just stood there, you know. But the reason we went down to the umpire, or the linesman, I should say, is because Michael Murphy was third man tackled out of the game. And we had a situation last weekend where we had a player that had a busted eardrum, a concussion, and a serious leg injury in the one tackle. And, you know, it feels as if every time we go over the halfway line now, you know, one of our players has been taken out of the game.
And there's a lot of that, particularly in the first half.
There's a lot of that every day we play at the minute, Oisin. You know, Mark McHugh's concussion last weekend was the fourth in three games. We had Frank McGlynn and Ryan Bradley in the Down match, and we had Declan Walsh in the Tyrone match. And, you know, for me, that doesn't add up.
And how can you contract this then?
Well, it's not our job. Yeah. We just have to go out and continue to play, you know. But it doesn't make me feel good, the fact that Mark had to spend two nights in hospital, you know, that he had missed a full week off work, you know, that he didn't play today, and the chances are he won't play next weekend.
On the playing front today, Colin McFadden and Patrick McBurdy up front put on a good showing.
Yes, we're very happy. You know, obviously, people will always look to the inside forwards when they're doing the business for you, but the bottom line is you need everybody playing well to get over the line, and we got a decent performance by everybody today.
Yeah, and even the changes that you brought on at the start of the game, Big Neil started in, Ryan McHugh played well, Declan Walsh footed in there, they done the job good, they put in a good shift.
Yeah, and also the players that came off the bench had a very positive impact on the game. And Leo kicked a point there, Carl Lacey done really well, Martin McLennan, so that was positive.
How was this week for you, Tim, given the disappointment of last Sunday and this 6 day turnaround? Was it hard to bring the players up, or was it an easy situation for you?
No, it was very, very simple, Oisin, to be honest with you. You know, we done a very honest appraisal of the game. We came to very honest conclusions in terms of our own performance, and we set about trying to straighten them during the week. We're obviously hurting badly from the defeat, but we're not feeling sorry for ourselves. We know that we're still in the championship. We know we still have to continue to play to move forward, and that's what the boys done. And everything that we talked about during the week and on the back of the appraisal, they corrected today, and we got the result, and that's what's most important for everybody.
You're always talking about improvement. Is there much improvement required now heading to the quarterfinals, Jim?
Very much so. Very much so. You know, it'll be another step up. It'll be another level for us, but we're there, and that's the most important thing. And the other thing I'd say is it's been a very difficult week for everybody, and a lot of our thoughts went to the 22,000 Donegal people that went to Clonus, and we didn't perform, and normally we do perform and we give them something to cheer about, and not to be able to do that was very, very difficult. And then to hear that the 9,000 tickets sold out in a matter of hours for this game was a great endorsement from the supporters to the players in terms of the work that they have done, and we're just delighted now to have got over the line and to have given them another result in championship football. And we go to the quarter final now, as I said, you know, minus the cup, but we still go to the quarter final stages, and that was our goal all along.
Back on track.
Well, listen, we take every game one step at a time anyway, so we're in the position that we wanted to be last weekend, as I said earlier, minus the cup, and now we've got to reevaluate for a provincial champion, and that's where we're at. But we'll look forward to that challenge, and we're just going to go to the hotel a couple of miles out the road now, put them into the pool, recover them in the pool, get a bite to eat, and then you know, we start the process of training again Monday night.
Michael, disappointment last weekend. You needed a response today. Yeah, happy with the showing today?
Yeah, without a doubt. We're happy with small facets of our game. Obviously, there's a lot of mistakes out there. There were slippery conditions, but I think the attitude was right there today coming to the game. You know, the attitude was right going to last week's game also, but it just didn't work out for us. We're disappointed. For all the fans that showed up last week, say they came out in absolute throes and numbers again today, and we're just delighted for them to have put on a performance with, I suppose, put on a better performance and got the MO1 and maybe send them back up the road happy. And as I say, we're rolling to Croke Park now, and I say nothing's going to be easy there at all. There's going to be a hell of a lot of improvement for our defence and our attack to try and improve upon now for next week. But as I say, we're there, and that's what we'll try and do.
It was important today that the forward scored, given to what happened last week, and particularly Colm and Patrick stepped up to the mark.
Yeah, without a doubt, they're absolutely phenomenal. We're very, very lucky to have both of them. As I say, they've been playing very, very well throughout the year, and to get them scoring today, and also to get scores from other areas of the pitch. I think Neil McGee got up for a score, and as I say, it was very important to get all the scores that Adelaide McLoone came on, and it's massive to get scores from everywhere.
And you just had to be patient because you were running into a Laois wall all the time.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, we knew nothing was going to be easy. Laois, you know, came off the back of a number of very, very good ones, and you know, it was important for us to just keep the head down, keep trying to be patient, and keep trying to move the ball.
Yeah. And obviously now going into a quarter final, it wasn't the path that you just wanted to do it in, but you're into the last eight. The draw is going to take place tonight, but you're in the last eight of the All-Ireland series, and that's really where you wanted to be.
Yeah, come here, that's where we wanted to be. Come here, it's not an easy place to, I suppose, to come and to play a Laois team, but that's where we are. We've put ourselves there, saying no draw is going to be easy whatsoever now, but you know, we'll just keep trying to keep the heads down and keep improving and keep trying to do the county proud.
Yeah. That, of course, was a big test. Are you more focused now than you have been, do you think, Michael, this week after what happened last weekend? Have you got it back right again to where you wanted?
No, we've always been focused. We've always been positive. Very difficult last week, but we regrouped very, very quickly on the way back down the bus. And on the Monday, we regrouped. We stayed positive. You know, we didn't become a bad team overnight. Yeah. But as I say, we've been only in the finished article either. There's a hell of a lot of improvement from this game until next week that we'll have to do. But as I say, we've put ourselves there now, and that's all we can do.
Well, Rory, he's got over the line, victor today against Laois. He's put the disappointment of last week behind you, on course now for the quarterfinals.
Well, look, we're just naturally delighted I've got through. Last week was a major disappointment, but at the end of the day, we can't turn the clock back. We had to get on with it, and getting through to the quarterfinals objective today. It has been all year, but it definitely was today, and I thought the lads showed great heart. It was, Laois set themselves up very difficult to play against, but I think we were the better team by far, you know.
Yep. Just of course, moving forward, you hit this Laois wall all the time, and you had to be very, very patient.
We did. I think that's the way teams have set up against us now, three games in a row. We probably didn't do too well against it the last 2 days. Thought today we were better. I thought we controlled the game. You're not going to run up big scores in that style of play, and you know, Laois never really came out to come at us, even when they were 3, 4, 5 points down, so they didn't. But you know, did that, you're right, the lads showed great patience and deserved a win.
You brought Neil in to start, and you brought Ryan in to start, and Declan Washington to start. They done very well today.
They did. The three lads showed a great appetite and hunger, and obviously big Neil is a tremendous presence in the air. I think, you know, he's the best midfielder in the country last year, and today, even though he tired, I think he showed great heart.
Yeah. How was this week for you, given the disappointment of last week?
It was a very, very tough week. You know, it wasn't ideal, but you know, once you woke up Monday morning, you realised you were gone, and that was it. So it was, the Ulster Champs is very special to us, but we couldn't win it any longer, so it was going to be a test of character. But you know, we had no doubt, to be honest, that the lads would respond.
He's in a better place now, heading towards the quarter final.
We'd love to be getting in as Ulster Champions. We're not, you know, it's hard to argue when they're better, but with a bit of luck, the wake up call that we got against Monaghan will stand to us as the year goes on.
Colm, victory against Laois today, you've got a smile on your face. Happy with your performance today, given the amount that you scored?
Just the main thing today was to get back to winning ways, and you know, we're delighted to get back out so quick. People talk about the 6 day turnaround, that you know, it's a disadvantage to that team, but we're just delighted to get back playing, get back to winning ways, and thankfully got a result tonight.
And there was questions asked of the forward line, and yourself and Patrick both responded big time today, didn't you?
I suppose we're just trying to get the scores at the end of the move, you know, and it was tough going against the Laois defence there the day. They got a lot of numbers back behind the ball as expected, but we knew if we stayed patient and kept working the ball, we'd eventually open them up.
Because they played something like Monaghan, they were really getting your faces, particularly in the first half.
Yeah, well, obviously they would have seen the game last week, and they would have seen that it worked for Monaghan, you know, and they probably would have tried to do the same thing, and we were waiting for it, like, and you know, it was just great to get back out there so soon and get back to winning ways.
Obviously a huge change in the dressing room compared to Sunday of last week. The boys are back buzzing again.
Yeah, well, I suppose, you know, in a small way it makes up for last week, but we still missed out last week, but you know, we're just delighted to be back in the All-Ireland Quarter Final and still in the All-Ireland Series.